So Kim Jong-un's psychology is deeply rooted in his father's totalitarian regime. But there is another side to Kim's experience. His school days in the West. Living in the care of his maternal aunt and uncle, Kim Jong-un attended a regular public school in Bern.
My name is Nikola Kovacevic, and I know Kim Jong-un from my school in Switzerland. So this is pretty much Un as I remember him, wearing a typical sports outfit, very American. He was wearing Chicago Bulls shirts, shorts, and Michael Jordan shoes. We were quite impressed by that. We were playing basketball, and Un was looking for people to play with. I'll never forget him with a, you know, cheeky smile on his face, you know, at the basketball court. We pretty much just played constantly. He was very, very passionate. You could clearly see that he wants to win. He was very good, very quick. He was on a completely different level than you might think by looking at the pictures from today. We all liked having him in our team. We did have interesting chats about North Korea. There was one occasion where I was just asking something like, how is it there? And I remember him saying that North Korea is very, very advanced. It's going to be a big player in the future. You can definitely say that he was proud of his country.
Really enjoyed kind of the life of being a rich kid in Europe. He saw NBA games in Paris. He went off skiing in the Swiss Alps.
But back in North Korea, there are changes inside the family. Kim Jong-un's mother is dying of cancer, which means Kim's aunt and uncle are about to lose their connection to the dynasty. Fearing they may be cast aside, they decide to act. Slipping out of the house under cover of darkness, his aunt and uncle take refuge in the U.S. Embassy. Claiming political asylum, they are spirited away to a military base in Germany.
Kim Jong-un was at home. They did not say goodbye. They left him in the middle of the night. It must have been an extremely traumatic experience for Kim Jong-un to be abandoned like that.
But the dictator remains torn between his allegiance to the family dynasty and the pull of his teenage years in the democratic West. Shortly after he took power, he tracked down an old friend in Europe.
Plötzlich waren Leute von ihm bei mir im Restaurant und haben eigentlich gesagt, ja, wir sind auf Anordnung von ihm da. Er möchte sie gerne wiedersehen und können sie morgen nach Nordkorea fliegen. Es war einfach unwirklich. Ich bin João Mikaelo, wie man es halt war. Also ich war früher in der Schule mit Kim Jong-un. War ich halt wirklich sein bester Kollege. Ja, wir haben sicher zusammen viel gelacht. Ab und zu am Nachmittag mal Videospiele gespielt oder in welche Filme geschaut. Mal zusammen. Also mit ihm habe ich angefangen zu rauchen. Das glaube ich schon, dass es ziemlich unbeschwert war. Das Das, wo wir losgefahren sind, war es ziemlich dunkel. Und dann sind wir wieder in eine Tiefgarage rein und ewig da rumgefahren und dann durch verschiedenste Räume und dann waren wir dann da. Er ist dann um die Ecke gekommen, dann haben wir uns schon umarmt, er hat sich gefreut, gekommen bin.
When you spent your most formative years in a very westernized country, studying in Switzerland as a teenager, that will stick with you, is this nostalgia.
Haben wir kurz zusammen Basketball gespielt, also. Ich habe ihm dann auch gleich gesagt, ich glaube, wo ich den Basketball gesehen habe, habe ich gesagt, du weißt, ich habe schon ewig nicht mehr gespielt.
He will never be able to have that life back again. But if he invites his childhood friend to come back to North Korea, it's like satisfying a part of his life that he yearns for, but he can never replay.
Das, dann haben wir eigentlich am Tisch haben wir eigentlich über die frühere Zeit geredet und wie es mir geht, über mein Leben, weil er wollte halt wissen, was ich so mache oder was ich gemacht habe. Es war ein bisschen etwas koreanisch dabei, aber sie haben eigentlich vielleicht, um mir eine Freude zu machen oder vielleicht auch aus Angst, dass ich es nicht mag, es gab auch ein Fondue. Und dann habe ich mal so ganz schüchtern gefragt, ja, ob ich dann schnell eine rauchen dürfte. Und er hat gesagt, ja, natürlich, wir haben zusammen angefangen, wir werden auch zusammen aufhören.